carefully. She told herself that perhaps she was tired and imagining things. He was now the same Jasper she had always known, and the shadow passed like a cloud passing over the sun. A clumsy crash shook her out of her reverie. Voices rang out in alarm behind her, and Jasper's expression was forgotten.
Tilly! Tilly!
Grandpa lay on the grass. Sharp heat speared her heart. Dishes and cups had been knocked off the table in his fall, and anxious guests were running towards him. Time slowed. He looked so pale, so old. When did he become so pale and old? Then she was at his side, asking people to give him room to breathe, ordering Cousin Godfrey to run into the village to fetch a physician.
Grandpa, can you hear me?
His eyelids flickered and his right hand trembled as though he were trying to move it.
No, no, don't move. Relax. Be still. The physician is coming.
She stroked his forehead gently.
Be well, Grandpa, be well,
she said under her breath. But she could already feel the ship sailing away from her, pulled on a mighty tide she could neither measure nor control. She grasped Grandpa's hand and waited. Two. The Broken Chimney.